King salmon are beginning to show up on the Kuskokwim River. All eyes are on the few kings that are appearing in the Bethel test fishery and in subsistence fishermen's nets during limited openings. At a Wednesday work session of the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group, members prepared for more restrictions. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
The river is restricted to a weekend set net fishing schedule with small mesh nets for whitefish. Federal staff recently counted 72 set nets between the Johnson River and Tulik-Sack. Because those nets can catch thousands of king salmon incidentally, federal in-season manager Neil Lalonde says they're tracking the early season fishing closely.
There will be additional officers on the river starting this Saturday. They are talking to a lot of people along the river. There have been a few warnings that have been written. We have seized a few nets. There was an 8.5-inch net that was seized. And however, for the most part, we are getting good compliance with the 4-inch opportunity.
Lalonde spoke at a recent meeting of the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Office in Bethel. The working group, which meets weekly during the summer, is an advisory group made up of stakeholders from up and down the river. Another below-average king salmon run is forecast, and federal managers are aiming for the upper end of the river's escapement goal to ensure the long-term health of the fishery. There will, however, be a directed king salmon fishing opportunity through a community permit system that begins in a week. Managers expect a total harvest of about 15,000 king salmon this summer, 8,000 incidentally in nets, and 7,000 through the permit system. A few people from the Middle River expressed concern about the possible level of harvest. Working group member Dave Cannon spoke by phone from Aniak.
Up here in the Middle River and probably Upper River, we just flashed back to 2013, where it looked like things were okay and everybody was doing fine. But when it came down to it, the Upper River folks got the short end of the stick.
That year started with liberal early season fishing and ultimately brought in the lowest escapement in history. Restrictions came later in the summer when more fish had not arrived after the slow start. The river this year is split between federal management below Aniak and state management above Aniak during the King Salmon Run. As the season intensifies, Working Group Chair Bev Hoffman expressed cautious optimism.
I just feel we're on a better track than past years. Am I still worried? And, yes, and that's why I feel like this conservation mode is important.
She says the Kuskokwim kings, which have been in decline, need to make it upriver to spawning grounds if there are to be fish in the future. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.